Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Our power rankings. We use NFL.com every Wednesday, try to be uniform in that. Eric Edholm writes it every week. Very, very interesting situation for the Commanders. They have now lost, I mean, they're three games under 500. That has never happened in the Dan Quinn, Adam Peters era. They've lost four in a row. The last three have been absolute blowouts. It's remarkable how bad this thing has gone. So we'll get to the Commanders, and I'll open the phones and let people say where they think they should land. Who do you think the best team in football is?
I love the Chiefs, but they just lost to the Bills. How can I put them in front of the Chiefs?
Can't be the Chiefs.
Then I saw what happened to Detroit. I saw the Colts handled by the Steelers. We'll go with Buffalo.
They have Seattle at one.
They can, but I still go with Buffalo.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at there's no team in the NFL with everybody has at least two losses. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of teams with only two losses, including the Bills. But they got Seattle in the top spot, which is really pretty interesting. I think you can make a case for a lot of teams at one.
Yeah.
I mean, Greenberg.
I mean, you look at the way Seattle has been doing it.
And they just added Rashid Shaheed, too.
They added Shaheed. They got style points with what they're doing. I'm going to try to pull up their little schedule here real quick. Because, you know, I want to make my points, make sure I got make sense with my points.
What are you looking for?
I'm pulling it up. They lost to the 49ers. They beat the Steelers. They beat the Saints. They beat the Cardinals. They lost to the Buccaneers. They beat the Jaguars. They beat the Texans. And they beat Washington. I think many people will look at the teams that they've won, they've beaten, and say that none of them are barn burners, right? And they lost to the two teams that were considered people that would be contenders in the end. So they're sitting right now at 6-2, right?
Yeah.
And they've beaten the Texans, the Commanders, Jags, Cardinals, Saints, and Steelers. And when they beat the Steelers hadn't been really doing much. I think that's why I would put Buffalo in front of them. I think Buffalo has a better track record, better win rate. The people they've beaten are better teams.
I mean, so they go Seattle, L.A. The Rams are an interesting one because the Rams have been good seemingly against everybody but can't beat the Niners. I think they play the Niners this week. Where is that game? Yeah, they play the Niners in San Fran. So if they can get over that hump, that'd be pretty interesting to kind of see where folks – land with the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at point differential, Seattle's plus 81. The Rams are plus 82. Those are the two best point differentials in the NFC. You probably still have the Colts with the best at 109, but the Colts just got beat down, mm-hmm. which I think has a lot of people.
The Rams beat the Colts.
Right.
But other than the Colts, the Rams haven't really beat nobody either. They lost to all the teams that were good.
So They have the they go 1-2-3 is Seahawks, Rams, Colts, Bills. There's your Bills team.
I can't put them in front of the Bills.
The Bills, the only questionable loss for Buffalo, I'd say, is the Pats at home. How serious can you take New England?
Well, yeah, I think you're looking at the Pats and the Bills. That's they see each other a lot.
Right.
I think when we're looking at teams that play each other often, I don't look at that just as because, like, the team could be god-awful. Another team could be on fire, and that god-awful team beats them. That happens often.
Division games are crazy.
Yeah. So, no, I'm not going to look at that, but I'm looking at the other teams, and I think I've heard people saying this earlier. When they didn't want to give teams credit, they were like, oh, they look, if you really look at who they beat, you know, they haven't really beat nobody. And then you get throttled by the Steelers, and then now all of a sudden they are really gung-ho about they want to throw them up there now. After they lose, they go up higher.
They did just trade for Sauce Gardner.
Okay. And you said yesterday that Sauce Gardner hadn't been playing well.
This is, I mean.
So I don't know. If we get the Sauce Gardner that we are, the reason he got the name Sauce, we see that.
Sure.
Then I think you might be able to say something, but. What the Steelers just did, you don't think other teams? Daniel Jones threw the ball 50 times. He threw one touchdown, three interceptions. Jonathan Taylor had 45 yards rushing, and they lost that football game. So, is Daniel Jones the man, or is it Jonathan? If you snipe Jonathan Taylor, do you beat that team? So, will they give people a playbook against the Colts now?
They harassed Daniel Jones, had him on his ass.
Yeah, so. He threw it 50 times. Yeah, I mean, he had nice 300-something yards passing, 30-something completions. Still, he couldn't carry him. He threw three interceptions.
He had three interceptions and lost two fumbles.
Okay, so
five, they hadn't been turning it over.
Five turnovers.
Right.
Okay. So what happens is when that running back is not taking all that pressure off of him, he's still Daniel Jones.
Well, it's interesting. Of the top 10 even, there's questions for all of them, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, I buy the Seahawks. Do you buy the Seahawks as a real contender?
I'm buying them now. I mean, I buy them so-so because, I went through the schedule. They haven't beat any great team.
Do you buy the Rams as a real contender?
So-so.
Really? What's your hesitancy with the Rams?
The Rams, to me, they are – they were there last year. They lost. I know they were with the Eagles. But they lost. And the Rams seem to be a strange team. You just said they can't beat the 49ers. So if they lose to the 49ers again and they got to play them in the playoffs, what's going to happen? You going to think they're going to beat them? That's somebody they got to beat. If they want to be what they want to be, they got to beat the 49ers.
For sure.
And the 49ers beat them without having a lot of players.
So you, all right.
Is it a hang-up? Sean Kane just beat his mentor?
Do you buy the Colts?
No. I don't buy them. I told you, Daniel Jones is going to wake up eventually. Listen, if I want to go, and you know, and I'm saying this, so you know you got to take me for this. If I'm giving Buffalo credit, you might want to go along with this because I always thought that, what's coming, but I think Buffalo, they have been battle-tested. And they just went toe-to-toe, and they beat the Chiefs. After we praised the Chiefs, after I overly praised them, they went and beat them. They beat them, okay? Josh seems to be a different quarterback again this year, okay? And I think if his defense can help him out, I think they'll beat the Colts.
Yeah, I mean.
They lost to the 49ers. They beat the Steelers. They beat the Saints. They beat the Cardinals. They lost to the Buccaneers. They beat the Jaguars. They beat the Texans, and they beat Washington. I think many people will look at the teams that they've won, they've beaten, and say that none of them are barn burners, right? And they lost to the two teams that were considered people that would be contenders in the end. So they're sitting right now at 6-2, right?
Yeah.
And they've beaten the Texans. Commanders, Jags, Cardinals, Saints, and Steelers. And when they beat the Steelers hadn't been really doing much. I think that's why I would put Buffalo in front of them. I think Buffalo has a better track record, better win rate. The people they've beaten are better teams.
I mean, so they go Seattle, L.A. The Rams are an interesting one because the Rams have been good seemingly against everybody but can't beat the Niners. I think they play the Niners this week. Where is that game? Yeah, they play the Niners in San Fran. So if they can get over that hump, that'd be pretty interesting to kind of see where folks land with the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at point differential, Seattle's plus 81. The Rams are plus 82. Those are the two best point differentials in the NFC. You probably still have the Colts with the best at 109, but the Colts just got beat down, mm-hmm. which I think has a lot of people.
The Rams beat the Colts.
Right.
But other than the Colts, the Rams haven't really beat nobody either. They lost to all the teams that were good.
So they go 1-2-3 is Seahawks, Rams, Colts, Bills. There's your Bills team.
I can't put them in front of the Bills.
The Bills, the only questionable loss for Buffalo, I'd say, is the Pats at home. How serious can you take New England?
Well, yeah, I think you're looking at the Pats and the Bills. They see each other a lot.
Right.
I think when we're looking at teams that play each other often, I don't look at that just as because, like, the team could be god-awful. Another team could be on fire, and that god-awful team beats them. That happens often.
Division
enough.
Games are crazy.
Yeah. So, no, I'm not going to look at that, but I'm looking at the other teams, and I think I've heard people saying this earlier. When they didn't want to give teams credit, they were like, oh, if you really look at who they beat, you know, they haven't really beat nobody. And then you get throttled by the Steelers, and then now all of a sudden they are really gung-ho about they want to throw them up there now. After they lose, they go up higher.
They did just trade for Sauce Gardner.
Okay. And you said yesterday that Sauce Gardner hadn't been playing well. So I don't know. If we get the Sauce Gardner that we are the reason he got the name Sauce, we see that.
Sure.
Then I think you might be able to say something. But what the Steelers just did, you don't think other teams? Daniel Jones threw the ball 50 times. He threw one touchdown, three interceptions. Jonathan Taylor had 45 yards rushing, and they lost that football game. So is Daniel Jones the man, or is it Jonathan? If you type Jonathan Taylor, you beat that team. So will they give people a playbook against the Colts now?
They harassed Daniel Jones, had him on his ass.
Yeah, so he threw it 50 times. Yeah, I mean, he had nice 300-something yards passing, 30-something completions. Still, he couldn't carry him. He threw three interceptions.
He had three interceptions and lost two fumbles.
Okay, so
they hadn't been turning it over.
Five turnovers.
Right.
Okay. So what happens is when that running back is not taking all that pressure off of him, he's still Daniel Jones.
Well, it's interesting. Of the top 10 even, there's questions for all of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I buy the Seahawks. Do you buy the Seahawks as a real contender?
I'm buying them now. I mean, I buy them so-so because, I went through the schedule. They haven't beat any great team.
Do you buy the Rams as a real contender?
So-so.
Really? What's your hesitancy with the Rams?
The Rams, to me, they were there last year. They lost. I know they were with the Eagles, but they lost. And the Rams seem to be a strange team. You just said they can't beat the 49ers. So if they lose to the 49ers again and they got to play them in the playoffs, what's going to happen? You going to think they're going to beat them? That's somebody they got to beat. If they want to be what they want to be, they got to beat the 49ers.
For sure.
And the 49ers beat them without having a lot of players.
So you all right?
Is it a hang-up? Sean Kane just beat his mentor?
Do you buy the Colts?
No, I don't buy them. I told you, Daniel Jones gonna wake up eventually. If I want to go, and you know, and I'm saying this, so you know, you gotta take me for this. If I'm giving Buffalo credit, you might want to go along with this because I always thought that what's coming, but I think Buffalo, they have been battle tested, and they just went toe to toe and they beat the Chiefs. After we praised the Chiefs, after I overly praised them, they went and beat them. They beat them. Okay, Josh seems to be a different quarterback again this year. Okay, and I think if his defense can help him out, I think they'll beat the Colts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean... AFC, to me, is still the Bills and the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Like, the Ravens are going to try to chase this thing down. I don't know that they get there. That's a steep hole to climb out of.
You know that, what's the dude, Flash or whatever, that they do the little race thing at the baseball stadium?
Yeah, the Braves Stadium.
Yeah, he let when that lady got out on him, he did not know she was a former track runner. He couldn't catch her, right?
Right.
The Ravens have let the team get too far out. They ain't going to run them down.
But the division is what makes that interesting. Because of, I mean, do you trust the Steelers? You know what I mean?
I wasn't, but we always say this. Tomlin is always in the playoffs. And Aaron can probably bring a little something to him better than the other quarterbacks they had over the last few years. You know, so.
Ravens go to Minnesota this week. And. I mean, the Baltimore's hole was so deep that they're kind of all must wins at this point. Mm-hmm. That's not an easy game going to Minnesota, man.
No, especially with that defense and the way that they play.
Yeah,
you know, we know what Detroit presents on offense.
One team we haven't even
handled them.
We haven't even mentioned the Eagles, defending Super Bowl champs, 6-2, just throttled. I think they
could they do it boring like.
Well, and they just made a bunch of trades.
So, but, and to be honest with you, I forgot them. The Eagles are in there. Because, like, we still can say what we want. Oh, they don't blow people out. They win. I mean, they still win. And like you said, Howie just.
They're coming off a bye. They just
Howie
added.
Just brought some new people in that. That now that's a team.
They add a pass rusher. They added two corners last week in Michael Carter and Jair Alexander.
So that team is very close, and they added extra pieces.
So, like, in these power ranks, you got 32 teams, 1 to 32, but they have 4, 5, 6 is Bills, Eagles, Chiefs. If you had to pick a Super Bowl winner, and you can get 1, 2, 3, and 7 to 32. So you can get 29 teams, or you can get those three to win the
I'll
Super Bowl.
I'll take those three.
Would you?
In a heartbeat. See, this is where I'm at with media today, and even these people that put out these rankings. Just like fans used to get tired of people being there, so they start cheering against them. Anytime they could throw somebody that hadn't been there, they want to do that because it's kind of sexy and it's kind of, you know, it's thought-provoking, argument-provoking. The other teams have the experience. They've done it. And we want to just throw the new person in there. But the one thing you always say, you got to learn how to win, right? So these new people that's just popping up, we automatically assume that they're going to be ready for that chase down the stretch?
No, we don't know, right? And that's what makes it really cool to watch. I give the Rams more of a chance than you do just because, I mean, that coach in the last, I don't know, 5-6 years has gone to 2 Super Bowls and won one. So he's not going to blink. You've got other coaches in situations that have not been in those shoes.
In his first 3 years, he went to 2 of them, didn't he?
No, they went to 1, and then when they won one.
That was like 3 or 4 years later?
Yeah.
2 or 3 years later?
Yeah. I think he went to 1 his second year and then 1 like his 4th or 5th year. I can look that up. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's a guy that's had them in the playoffs consistently. They've won games in the playoffs consistently. Now, he has a winning record in the playoffs. Yeah, so they went to the Super Bowl his second year there, and then they won the Super Bowl his 5th season. And that's a quarterback that's won the Super Bowl, a coach that's won the Super Bowl. So I still buy them. Where are you at on Detroit?
I think Detroit is in a hunt. But good as look, I like the quarterback, Jared Goff. But pressure on Jared Goff, he's not the same quarterback. But ultimately, their defense. They're not playing like they were when they had all those guys together a year and a half ago. You know what I mean? And that would be their calling card. Because when they get in those games and they're in track meets and you can get a little pressure on Jared, he folds.
Who do you buy more in the NFC? The Bucks, who have a ton of injuries, coming out of their bye, guys that they thought would be practicing aren't, or the Packers, who just lost to the Panthers?
Can I take none of them? I don't listen, man.
And the Packers just lost Tucker Kraft. Really good for them.
Okay, well, I'm gonna take the Bucks then. I just think that the Bucks just crazy enough. They have a quarterback who's just crazy enough, and their mindset is just crazy enough where they can beat anything. I think the Packers thought people were gonna just roll over and play dead. And right now they're finding out that people have fight against them. They showed up early very strong, and now they're getting everybody's best. And then losing Kraft, which was probably the top weapon, that's going to be a problem.
In the AFC, pair of 7-2 teams. Who you buying more? The Patriots or the Broncos? Both 7-2.
I think overall better team has to be the Broncos at this point. I like their defense better.
Yeah.
So I would take the Broncos. And the thing about it, if you travel out there to Denver, they're going to get more wins on you out there. Just when they got to travel a long way, they got problems too.
Listen to this stat for Denver. Mm-hmm. Through 9 games, in the first 3 quarters of 9 games, all totaled up, mm-hmm. they're a combined -1 in point differential.
Okay.
In the 4th quarter of all 9 games, mm-hmm. +60.
So, in other words, they finished strong.
Certainly.
So, I mean, everybody worried about the starters. I'm worried about how you finish. So, if you got me by 2 or 3 points, what you know now, they're not quitting. They're coming.
100%.
I think that right there is a hell of a stat because we start seeing teams get slower in the second half, in the 4th quarter. They seem to be finding their way at that time. So,
well, dude, and if they're used to that altitude, I mean, that second half, you might have teams dragging.
And I know there were coaches here that said that it doesn't matter. Well, I played in it. It does matter.
What do you make of the Niners? They're 2-2 over their last four. They just won on the road against the Giants in fairly convincing fashion. Lost to the Texans the week before that. The Niners are banged up to hell. Yeah. Mac Jones is playing pretty well. Seems like nobody knows what's up with Purdy. What do you make of the Niners?
Well-coached team. They are very talented, even their backups. Like I said, remember I used to always say we got to coach all 53? They coach all the players. They don't just coach the starters.
Totally.
And their players can hit the ground running. They may not be as good as the ones that they're missing, but they're not that far behind. And they give them a chance. And I think when you look at that football team right there, they are well-coached, and they also play with a lot of damn intensity. They don't. They bring tenacity to the football field. They don't seem to play with the rules of today. They play with the rules of yesterday. They're going to hit you. They're going to block you. They're trying to punk you. They don't care. They don't seem to be just trying to make it to the next game or trying to just get through the game.
Right. You wonder if just they can push through all the injuries. The Niners play the Rams this Sunday. Then it's at Arizona, Carolina.
If they beat the Rams with all them injuries, the Rams will have problems.
Yeah. All right, we haven't gotten to the Commanders yet, and the Commanders are pretty far down this list. The Niners are at 12. If you're looking at the NFC playoff picture, if the playoffs started today, and they don't, the Niners would be in as the 6th seed, the Lions as the 7th seed, which is pretty remarkable. Where does Washington land? How far do we have to go? Nobody go anywhere. We'll tell you when we return. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.